This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Colorado voters approved the recreational use of marijuana last November, but it's up to lawmakers to figure out how the drug should be grown, sold, and taxed. A newly appointed committee of House and Senate lawmakers could begin their work as early as this week. KUNC's Brian Larson spoke with Colorado Statesman publisher Jody Hope Strogoff about the panel and the task of legislating Amendment 64.
So we've already had a task force working on suggestions to regulate marijuana use. This group was appointed by the governor, and it has already come out with its own ideas for regulations. And now Democrats have created a committee to figure things out as well. So Jody, why create a whole new group?
Well, this new 10-member committee, which has members from the House and the Senate, therefore qualifying it as a, quote, joint committee, no pun intended, and you're right, it does have some people asking why, especially Republicans. This group was appointed to look at the Amendment 64 Task Force. And now that this group has had its last meeting, this new committee with people appointed by speakers Mark Ferrandino and Senate President John Morris are going to be reviewing everything. So that's the reason for the second committee. Republicans are balking a little bit and say it's just a waste of time and that the initial committee really did its work and came up with about 75 different recommendations for the legislature. So there's a little bit of contention in politics along this issue.
Well, indeed. Last week, Republicans, including House Minority Leader Mark Waller, said Democrats are just dragging their feet in this whole process. Is he right, or is this just a matter of procedure as far as legislation goes?
Well, it could be both. Republicans do see it as a delay tactic. Ferrandino and Morris, both Democrats, think it's such a huge issue and that the marijuana, recreational use of marijuana, basically, is going to be such a gigantic undertaking for Colorado as well as the state of Washington, which passed it, that they really need the time and the efforts of a lot of people to make sure that everything is in place by 2014.
Well, you brought up time. This ad hoc group has until the end of this month in order to finish its work and recommend legislation that can be voted on by the end of the legislative session, which is in early May. We are already halfway through the legislative session. So is this enough time to get everything done?
There's a major number of proposals that the task force sent to the legislature. Everything from creating an excise tax of 15% paid by marijuana stores to acquiring state approval for those stores. So it is going to be a burdensome thing, and this is not going to be easy. Colorado is at the forefront. Legislators think they can get through it. There is also a special session available. I have not heard any talk about that, but I think legislators will probably start tackling this in the next week or two.
While state lawmakers are grappling with the use of recreational marijuana here, two members of the state's congressional delegation joined forces last week to reintroduce bipartisan legislation to respect states' rights on marijuana. Tell us more about that.
Bill in Congress, sponsored by Congresswoman Diana DeGette, a Democrat from Denver, who formally introduced the legislation in Congress, and it's supposed to resolve the uncertainty around states legalizing marijuana, which still remains illegal at the federal level. She doesn't want the federal government denying any money to Colorado or taking punitive steps towards its citizens because of that vote. And she's being joined by Representative Mike Kaufman, a Republican from the 6th Congressional District. He says he voted against Amendment 64, and he does not support the legalization of pot, but he says he has an obligation to respect the will of the voters, who clearly passed this by 2-1 back in November.
Okay. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.